The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Money talks, money shouts. Don't take much to hear. Like it or not, you need a lot if you're gonna make a life down here. Hey, money talks, money spits, makes its presence felt. Wanna be broke? This is no joke when you're dealing with the card you're dealt. Now the love of money took many a man down the path to greed and vice. The reward's in heaven if you wait that long, but baby.
Government-run healthcare. Just roll over everybody who gets in your way. When I am president, we will
pay to have a diabetic's foot amputated.
If we in Congress don't end Rosa Parks' legacy before January 2009 as president, I will.
It's not a dream.
Straw polls you naturally. All right. Let's get back to the story I was going to tell you about cheating scandal rocks basic school for Marine officers. Let's see what this is all about. Land Nav cheating scandal inside the total meltdown at TBS. The basic school for Marine officers is reeling from a cheating scandal that involves 6 seconds lieutenants accused of wrongfully obtaining and sharp. Let me start over. The basic school for Marine officers is reeling from a cheating scandal that involves 6 second lieutenants accused of wrongfully obtaining and sharing key grid points for the Nightland navigation course. The officers were accused of sharing the grid points via text messages before the test and later relying on them. That's not good. Huh. Wow, that's not good at all. No good. Okay. What else do we have here? Get out of here. Hacker sentenced to prison for Jennifer Lawrence nude theft photo. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at this. I'm not sure why I'm laughing, but it says a hacker was sentenced to 8 months in prison on Wednesday for a scheme that exposed intimate photos of the actor Jennifer Lawrence and other celebrities. George Garofano, 26, was accused of illegally hacking the private Apple iCloud accounts of 240 people, including Hollywood stars, as well as average internet users, allowing their nude photos and private information to be spread around the internet. Could we see the pictures or no? No. Guess we're not sharing today. We are not sharing today. No, we are not. Okay. Trump unleashes on Carl Bernstein. Let's see what happened there. What happened there? Trump heightens attacks against CNN Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein over Trump Tower story. President Trump on Wednesday stepped up his personal attacks against CNN, lambasting the network and veteran journalist Carl Bernstein for a July report about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting. CNN is being torn apart from within based on their being caught in a major lie and refusing to admit the mistake, Trump tweeted Wednesday evening. Sloppy Carl Bernstein, a man who lives in the past and thinks like a degenerate fool, making up story after story, is being laughed at all over the country. Fake news. Nice tweet. Bernstein, known for his coverage of Watergate scandal, co-wrote an article for CNN reporting that Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, was willing to tell special counsel Robert Mueller, the donkey, that then-candidate Trump knew about the June 2016 meeting between Trump Jr. and the Russian lawyer. Okay. What else do we have in the news? Well, this is no soccer. Palin excluded from McCain's funeral. Let's see. Let's see here. Sarah Palin, loyal running mate, excluded from John McCain's funeral. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who was Senator John McCain running mate in 2008, has been excluded from the funeral. Let's see how she feels about it. McCain fundraiser, call her, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Palin now joins Donald Trump on the list. You know, I don't care. I don't care. I can't pretend like I care. Rest, let him rest in peace, and that'll be the end of that. Sick of hearing about who's not invited and who's been invited. Pope's bombshell author says he's at peace. Let's see. Obama Boulevard coming to Las Vegas. I don't care. The author of the bombshell accusations of sex abuse cover-up against Pope Francis has broken his silence and insisted he didn't act out of revenge or anger, but out of love for the Catholic Church. I can see that because the Catholic Church is going down the drain and you're fighting to save it. I can see that. I can see that. I feel you. Okay. Man decapitates girlfriend after spoke. Okay, yeah, I'm not reading this one. No. Nope. No, sir. I'm not going to read that. Iran running vast escapade ops across USA. National Enquirer faces losses, legal trouble. Rapper has Bible thrown at him doing a concert. Which rapper is this? Huh. I hope it's Jay-Z. Lil Uzi, what's how you pronounce that? Lil Uzi Vert concert goer throws a Bible at the rapper doing his performance. Huh. That's interesting. Let's see. Lil Uzi Vert heard the good news from a spirited fan this weekend the hard way. The rapper 24 had a Bible thrown at him by a fan while performing in Connecticut over the weekend. But unlike Sway Lee, who was left bloodied after a fan hit him in the face with a phone, the same evening, Ozzy appeared to have fun with the unexpected gift. In the video of the incident, he can be seen letting out a hearty laugh upon realizing what had been chucked at him, and spent the rest of the performance of his hit song single XO Tour Lil 3 flipping through the pages of the sacred text. It's unclear why exactly the fan felt the need to throw the good book at Ozzy, though he has dabbled with satanic imagery before and told fans in London last month that they were going to hell with him. Okay, well, I guess this is why. This is why. Okay, where is my water? I need to take a sip of my water. Sorry, I know this is very unprofessional, but I will hum as I sip. How about that? Oh yeah, refreshing. Refreshing to the last drop. Let's see what else we got here. Restaurants increasingly ban diner cell phone use. Lodged off teens who refuse to use social media. Let's see. I think it's still part of that diner story. Lodged off. Meet the teens who refuse to use media. Social media. Okay, yeah. I applaud them, but I don't really... Excuse me, I'm not interested in reading that story. I'm not. Musk repeats. Pedophile accusations against man who is preparing to sue him. What's going on here? Elon Musk repeats pedophile accusations against man who's getting ready to sue him. Tesla CEO Elon Musk already facing an SEC investigation that started when he tweeted about taking his company private. On Tuesday, he disputed a recent newspaper article about him and reprised unfounded claims about a Thai cave rescue diver. Oh, about that. Okay. I don't care about this story either. I just don't. Okay, I don't. The myth. What is the myth? Oh, that's, no, I don't care about this story either. That's about the one I read earlier about Brazil presidential hopeful saying let the police kill criminals. I don't care. The end. Assange isolation intensifies. Face eviction. Washington Post. Trump allies fear gathering legal storm. Mueller the donkey wants emails between Manafort and former lawyer. Latest Woody Allen flick may never see the light of day. Let's see why. Woody Allen. It says here, Woody Allen's latest movie, A Rainy Day in New York, has been shelved by Amazon and may never be released. The movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Selena Gomez, Jude Law, and Eli Fanning wrapped filming last fall before the Me Too movement refocused attention on the allegations of sexual abuse. Allen's adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, has made against him. Amazon is so desperate for content for its streaming service, it is in talks with Paramount and Sony about developing original movies, but it has shelved a finished film that already bought for $25 million. So basically, yeah, okay. I don't think Woody Allen cares. They got it there, $25 million, so you could do what you want with the movie. I think that's how he feels. That's how I would feel. I'd be like, oh, well, you don't have to play the movie. I got my money. Psh, get out my face, as some ghetto GM would say. Okay. GM is initials. If you listened to yesterday's show, you'd get what I mean there. Mad cow disease diagnosed in Florida. 3 exposed in the rabbit cow. Moo cow. Kardashian ratings free falling. I'm free falling. Okay, that's enough. I'm too tired to do any more news. I'll make it up on Friday. After this, I'll come back with a quick segment about the drug company and call it a day.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black. You're unbelievable. What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black.
All right, so I'm going to give Rayshawn 1 minute to respond to that.
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than pet. It's hard for me to even compose myself in a civilized manner by what he just said there. A fetus is more insignificant than a pet. Are you kidding me?
Keep it. Okay, here.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf. Be a guest on our show by visiting politicalbombshow.cf.
I have a girl, she is my girlfriend, but she don't know it. Save her a place here in my bed, by where her shrine is. Check her accounts to see where she's been. Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, her car's at her house, so she must be in. I'm your gutter stalker, can I make her my wife? Say yes,
go to hell, asshole. Crappy fake reggae one-hit wonders aren't my daughter's type. Get the hell away from my house, psycho!
OMG, your dad's so rude. Creepy stalkers have rights too. There's nothing that he can do. His daughter is gonna marry me. She'll be my girl. It is our destiny. I'll be her world, and she'll always obey me.
Did that weird guy just say that he's stalking me? He should really use shampoo.
The Jamaican accent in my voice is totally fake. But my love's real, and she has no choice. She will be my life mate. Her family's so hungry, waiting for the guy from Domino's. I will steal his clothing. This time I'll surely get through the door. Did you order a large pepperoni deep dish?
I did, yes, thanks. I paid on the phone.
Let me put it on the table for you.
No, just give me it. Hey, wait, aren't you
that creep from before?
Don't come back or you'll be screwed. I'm calling the cops on you.
Just 1 sec before you do. Can I at least smell your panties, babe?
Come near my girl and you'll get an ass kicking.
You can fight fate, we're meant to be family.
If you come back, I will fill you full of lead.
How the hell did I get nude? I call on the spirits to help make her my wife. Hey, check it out, it's Bob Marley's ghost. Promise no more limbic reggae songs the rest of your life, and I'll grant your wish. I swear on my soul, I'll time to change this old man's tune.
What the hell?
With my magic Marley tune.
My daughter is all yours, dude. Does anyone have a piece of cake?
I now pronounce you stalker and sucky. You may now kiss your bridal love the tea.
Hold up, you freak. There's one thing before you kiss me. I am actually a dude.
David Copperfield! world? That's right! And now for my greatest magic trick of all time! I'll make an extremely annoying one-hit wonder band disappear!
Now that's what I call magic, man.
Yeah. Welcome back. So let's get right into it. I feel that drug companies are in bed, so to speak, with these medical facilities or doctors. And they probably get some type of kickback and perks for basically cahooting and making and charging insurance companies so much. It's really sickening. How could you charge $62 for some airdrops? It's just unbelievable. It's inconceivable that no one has done anything about this. I haven't been being too vocal as I should be on this, but it's really too much money. It really is. I mean, $62 for this tiny little bottle of airdrops. Yeah, something's got to be done. These prices are insane. Insanity. Yes, it's insane. Ooh, it's hot, mamma mia. So I don't know how really much I have to say on this because I'm sleepy, I'm tired, and I need a morning nap, if that's even possible. I don't know what else to say here. I'm not willing to fall asleep again. Whew, the heat killed today. It's like a heat wave. And that's why I'm so tired. And that's why I'm cutting the segment short, because Friday I hope to bring you a full show. This is like not really a full show. It's a full show, but it's not as full as it can be, put it that way. But I just feel it is for the best. So happy trails, happy Friday, yada yada. See you soon.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black. You're unbelievable. What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black.
All right, so.
Hey, kid, you want to buy some drugs?
What are drugs?
What are drugs? Well, they're spectacular substances that make you feel magnificent.
Wait, didn't my parents tell me drugs were bad?
No, stop. All right, let me explain.
Hey there, boys and girls, I got plenty of, many of drugs for you.
Lots of drugs for you.
Don't you want to know just how many of all the drugs you can do?
There's so much to do.
I'm always selling, and they sure go fast. You better get some, because they won't last. Don't be a square bear and say that they're bad. Don't worry, children, I've sold some to your dad. Come along, hurry up, because the cops are coming. If you hide by the cars on the streets, they'll never see you there. Don't you know these drugs are so special that all the cops want to take them? Follow my directions, I'll show you the proper way we can shake them. Come on.
We got him! We got him! We got him!
Oh my goodness. Have you checked out the new Political Bomb Show t-shirt? It's amazing, a must-have if you're a fan of the podcast. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf.
Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.